what Seattle did was created Movement Media. And so I think what first happened after Seattle was that as the global social justice movement moved from place to place, to Washington, D.C. for the World Bank meetings, and then maybe to Philadelphia for the Republican National Convention, and then to Los Angeles for the Democratic National Convention, that people wanted to build these centers to tell these stories. So I saw, and my understanding is that the development of the independent media movement, or the indie media movement, followed the global social justice movement at first. And so there was a protest circuit, and there's going to be a protest, let's create a center. And that happened for maybe a year, but then they tapped in. I mean, obviously this taps into all these ideals of social media, right? And being able to tell your own story. And so I think it sort of went beyond the protest circuit and sort of hit a tipping point. And I, at one point, the new working group for indie media centers was getting a new proposal like every 2 or 3 days. They had to shut down and stop taking proposals for new independent media centers for a year, I think, or 6 months. And still you saw a growth of a new center like once every 7 days in its height. And at its biggest growth, it was something like 200 independent media centers producing news in 30 languages on every continent on a budget of something like $100,000 a year. So phenomenal growth, which with very little resource.